Gwinnett County District Attorney Danny Porter joins us live on the WSB Newsline this morning. Mr. Porter, good morning. What are you looking at here in this case?
Well, at this point, the police are trying to reconstruct the incident, and which is a little more difficult because Sheriff Hill declined to give a statement yesterday, but we're trying to reconstruct how the shooting took place, and then we'll make a decision on what, if any, appropriate charges there are.
And this really brings up a really arcane part of Georgia law, or actually national law. How complicated can it be to detain or even charge a sitting sheriff?
Well, actually, a sitting sheriff cannot be charged except by a warrant issued by a superior court judge. And so you have to have the warrant issued before the sheriff can be arrested. Luckily, there used to be a statute where only the coroner could arrest the sheriff, but I don't believe that exists. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is, does that apply to a sheriff all the time or only in the performance of his official duties?
Well, you know, there's a lot of dots to connect here yet. When do you think you might have something further to say on this?
Well, I think the police will have, we're going to meet with them this morning, and we're on the phone with them last night. They should have their investigation wrapped up fairly quickly, and we'll have a decision in the next few days.
Now, you had a couple of witnesses there, you know, aside from the parties who were involved, right? So
that's my understanding. There were at least two witnesses, and there were other neighbors who gave statements regarding various aspects of the investigation.
Gwinnett County DA Danny Porter, thank you so much for joining us live this morning.